It was Saturday morning, and I woke up as I always do, and I looked at the pictures of a couple of my friends who sadly passed away, and the year anniversary is coming up, and it's been a year since I decided to clean up my act, basically. Due to the fact that one of my good friends passed away, I wasn't in the best of place myself, and I kind of thought if I can do something to save other people, I could put the message out that there's help there available. If I put this out there and people see it as a wee bit of a sort of a starting place for them maybe to look at it and say I could get help, I thought it'd be the best thing to do.
Because a lot of people, when they're going through this journey, they maybe don't realise that there's other people out there like
You
themselves.
feel like when you're in that sort of caught up and all that sort of stuff, you think you're the only guy that's gone through it. You don't realise you're not alone, but you think that it's a scary place to be.
And can I just ask how your life got to that stage?
Just as I said, it was just recreationally, weekends for teenage years basically, going through the weekends using them recreationally, and it still was mostly for me weekends using, but it wasn't ever just one night, it was always two or three nights, and then waking up with all the guilt and the shame and wishing I hadn't done it, and no, I'm not going to do it next weekend, and next weekend would come and I'd do it again and again, and it really went on like that for, I'd say, probably the honeymoon period, if I like to call it the honeymoon period, if that's the right thing to say, it was probably over by the time I was 21. And I wish I'd stopped then and really kind of, but for then, for the next 12, 13 years, it was just every week, I'm not doing that again, I'm not doing that again. It gets to the point where you're just really in that bad a place. You don't know where you really think this is just the way I'm going to live my life now. And that's not the way it needs to be. There's help out there for people that suffer from addictions, and some of these people that go to these meetings and things, you'll never meet nicer people. They don't want nothing from you other than to see you get better because you're better now. And that now is the way I feel. And Saturday, I just felt if there's somebody sitting in the position I was in a year ago and the position I'm in now, and I can put something there to help somebody and give them a bit of strength or a wee bit of hope, even, then I'll feel better for it. And if they want to contact me, I'll be more than willing to help them.